played really good in tough away game. We looked really good, and but then when you concede a couple of late goals, no matter that they have a quality, you know, and all that, it is very frustrating and very, very disappointing.
Those last 5 minutes, what do you think went wrong in those last 5 minutes?
Well, nothing really changed big time. It just we weren't really close to them in those situations. Before the second goal, we weren't close to Son enough, and then he was in a good position in the box to cross the ball. Unfortunately, Randy touched the ball, and it came just in front of Harry Kane, and the penalty was like a bad decision that we slide, and then Son was very clever. So we all expected him to cross the ball. He was very clever to do what he had done, and then he just waited for a contact, which was because we slide, and so those couple of not good marking and not good decisions.
You're fourth from bottom. Are you worried you're in a relegation battle?
Well, we are in a battle there, yeah. That's why we needed points and all that, and we were so close, and that's why the disappointment is really high, and I mean huge and big. But on one hand we are worried, yes, but we show today that we can really play good game of football, and that we don't have to be afraid of anyone when we play like this. Just we have to do it for 90 whatever minutes, not for 88. We can't do those kind of mistakes, and because we looked really good, especially after we scored the second goal, we of course you have to defend them, but we had really good situations and good opportunities to kill the game that we didn't do, and then we wanted to close the game last 5 minutes, but then unfortunately it wasn't to be.
You showed when your top players were on the pitch in the first half, especially, really frustrated the home crowd, the home players. If you got that third goal and there were chances on the breakaway, then obviously that would have been a different story.
Of course, it would have been a different story if we had scored the third one. But a team like ours, you know, with the greatest respect to Spurs, they're a great team. But if you are 2-1 up with 3 minutes to go, you don't have to score a third one to win, or at least to get a point. No, you have to hold on.
Yeah. Winston Reid didn't deserve that today, did he? He was brilliant.
He was magnificent, yeah. He's in that role that he's playing, he's been really great in every game, and now it's another blow for us to lose him such late, you know.
Tiafra Sacco was back, and for 60 minutes he did what you wanted, I presume.
He did exactly what we wanted, what we expected from him. He's back. He's not fit for 90 minutes, of course, because he had a long, long, long break. But it was planned for him to play 1 hour, and he done. And he showed that what we've been missing from him.
And it would have been amazing if you'd had Andy Carroll in that instance to come on. When will we be able to see that, do you think?
Maybe if he progresses like this. In 10 days or whatever. Yeah, maybe in 10 days, yeah.
So, last season you played three at the back and you beat Spurs 1-0. Yeah, did the same here again. You must have been really pleased with the way things panned out, at least at the start of that match.
I mean, since we changed the system, and that is like from Palace game, we played really good in most of the games. And look, tonight you can't be happy with the result, of course. It is one of these nights that you are totally frustrated, and we are very disappointed. But if you ask me, did we play well? Of course we played well. We played really well, and we have to be positive. And if we continue to play like this, with the more concentration and stop making those kind of mistakes in that really late stage of the game, or kill the game with the third one, then we're gonna do good.
Thanks,
thank you guys. Thank you.
Cheers.